Wisconsin Conversation, real information. Live from Lake Wissota, this is Up North News with Pat Kreitlow.
Again, we will have State Senator Brad Papp in our next hour. The third of four candidate visits we'll be doing for Wisconsin's third congressional district. There is another big primary coming up, and that would be actually two big primaries next Tuesday. One for U.S. Senate. That is also a Democratic primary, although it has become, you know, essentially a done deal with Mandela Barnes looking like the presumptive nominee at this point to challenge Ron Johnson in the fall. So the other big primary that remains statewide is for governor, and the Republicans who would like to challenge Tony Evers as he runs for re-election come November. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on Timothy Ramthan, the assemblyman from Campbellsport, whose only claim to fame was simply being one of the first people to really amplify the big lie, to really, you know, try to be as Trumpy as they come. It's gotten him nowhere in terms of polling. You know, the Marquette poll shows him a distant third behind former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish and millionaire business owner Tim Michaels, who frankly is trying to, I always talk about people trying to be more Trumpy than Trump. This is a guy who's trying to become the DeSantis of Wisconsin, which is, when talking about DeSantis, and I can't believe I'm casting Donald Trump in a positive light, but DeSantis is like Trump's evil twin, you know, in terms of actually being able to turn, you know, the mechanisms of state government into something that literally punishes people for who they are, or what they say, or how they act. And it is something that Michaels would no doubt do if he was elected governor. But to do that, you have to win the primary and go up against Rebecca Clefish, Scott Walker's lieutenant governor for those 8 years, who once upon a time thought she was waltzing right into this nomination, because, you know, why wouldn't she, being the former lieutenant governor, but found out the hard way that, you know, the far right wing of the party did not see her as right wing enough. And she had a real fork in the road at some point to either, you know, go with the full blown tinfoil hat brigade, or, you know, to say things that are a bit more realistic. And while I have a lot of criticisms about, you know, say Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, I'll say this much. He has said, you know, quite emphatically, he's not in favor of this so-called decertification push of the 2020 results because it's not legal. It's not possible. There is no mechanism. But more importantly, there was no widespread fraud. There was no fraud of any consequence in 2020. This is all silly. It should have gone away a long time ago. And so Rebecca Clefish, to her credit, in a debate yesterday, did say that she would not go along with a push to decertify the election. I'm looking at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's coverage and also the questions that they asked of each of the candidates. And as I looked through the responses, you know, one thing is clear, and that is that, again, we're going to hear crime. It basically is if there are piles of burning tires, you know, in Altoona, in Brilliant, in Eagle River, and that, you know, scary people are coming from Milwaukee, code, you know, for you. And so we need to get tough on crime. That is not remotely a top issue for any working family around most of Wisconsin, who's just trying to, you know, work hard, play by the rules, get ahead, you know, and yet you have, you know, Clefish answered the question with, you know, crime will not stop until criminals know their actions will have consequences. Yeah, duh. I mean, crime is bad. We should punish criminals. You know, you've got Michael saying Milwaukee's crime problem includes much more than, you know, reckless driving. We will do this, this, and this. Again, you'll get this from the attorney general candidates too. And I got to say, this makes me almost laugh every 4 years when we have an attorney general's race. They get into a whole tough on crime mentality, and state attorney generals don't normally do that. They're working on other legal issues, usually involving what the legislature and the governor are doing. But you're going to hear, you know, crime, crime, crime all the time from the candidates for attorney general and for governor. But at least, as I mentioned, when they finally got off crime and got asked about the, you know, Donald Trump's claims about the 2020 election loss, the Journal Sentinel flat out asked, do you believe Trump is correct? And Clefish, Michaels, and Ramthan all refused to answer the question with a yes or no. But at least Clefish in a debate said that she would not go along with decertification, whereas Ramthan said he would go there, I believe he said, in a nanosecond. And Michaels is trying to really embrace that endorsement from Donald Trump, but without hitching everything to him in terms of a 2024 endorsement. That just tells you at least he's aware that he's got his own, you know, race to run with first. And, that is going to be a tight one. Luke, you're talking that Tuesday night, some of you, not me, because I'm old, I have an early bedtime for this new morning show, but some of you are going to be up late Tuesday night looking for these results.
Yeah, I kind of burn the candle on both ends. I'm historically a night owl, but this new job has got me up very early in the mornings, and therefore I have to reconcile some of those problems. But Tuesday is going to be one of those days of an extra pot of coffee, or well, at least Wednesday morning for me, because we're going to be doing some special election coverage with Civic Media here on this station and the variety of stations that we have across Wisconsin, 8 to 11 p.m. We're going to be doing a breakdown of the primaries that you just discussed with the candidates here in Wisconsin Third, as well as the GOP gubernatorial primary and the Democratic U.S. Senate primary. Like you did say, that is kind of more of a consolidation in the last 7 or 8 days or so. And so it'll be special coverage. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of Wisconsin political pundits on talking about all of the different races, and I'm looking forward to it. So it's going to be an exciting time.
The one thing the candidates did do right, the Republican candidates for governor in this Journal Sentinel questionnaire, was address this question. Where does up north begin in Wisconsin? Needless to say, it's a root question for an
question.
Outlet called Up North News.
Yeah, crucial.
It is. It's very crucial. And to their great credit, their answers were what you would expect. Rebecca Clefish says, depends on who you ask. Everyone is entitled to their opinion. Up north is more of an idea than an actual line across the state. It's kind of like the feeling you get at any of Wisconsin's great supper clubs when you order a brandy old fashioned, though personally, I believe it's north of Highway 64. Tim Michaels said that I've called Wisconsin home for almost 60 years now. Not true. Connecticut, New York City. But he says, I'll go with Highway 29. And Ramthan, Wisconsin's a beautiful state no matter where you are. Up north implies the North Woods, rural places for hunting, fishing, camping. Lake access means more to me rather than an actual geographical location. None of them answered the question, and none of them were, you know, specifically, and none of them were supposed to. You don't. That's the one. We're not doing it here at Up North News. Trust me, it is truly a state of mind. We continue our candidate interviews with Brad Paff right after this. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is Up North News.